At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is my takeaway on what happened yesterday, and it's obviously, as many other people have done, it's not just about this game, it's about more the Steelers 30,000 feet up. Mm-hmm. My opinion is they lost this game because they have the most pitiful, wimpy passing offense in the NFL. And it's not just a Mason Rudolph thing, obviously. Aaron Rodgers this year is averaging the shortest depth of target in the entire NFL. He throws it at the line of scrimmage or just barely over it more than anybody in the league. We were told last year, all Russell Wilson can do is throw it short or throw the moon ball. There's no in between. It's the same thing this year. It was the same thing with Mitch Trubisky. It was the same thing with Kenny Pickett. And it was the same thing yesterday afternoon with Mason Rudolph. They completed one ball over 10 yards in this game, and that was the Skowronek one early. You have a coach, and you heard it in that answer. There's razor-thin margins in the NFL. It's a game of inches. It can honestly come down to any one game. And he coaches offense as the head coach with a defensive background in his fears. The coordinators have changed. The quarterbacks have changed. The offensive mandate is by and large still the same thing. Do not throw the ball over the middle of the field. Well, ironically, unless you have no timeouts, and at that point, it doesn't really serve you well to throw the ball over the middle of the field, in which case, let's run two-yard slants in the middle of the field at the end of the game where we have to, you know, not have enough time to run Boswell out there, whatever. This coach feels like the way he's going to lose games is if they lose the turnover battle. They didn't yesterday. They outgained the Bears. They ran more plays than the Bears for the first time they did to an opponent all year. They won the time of possession. Turnovers were 2-2.
And one of their turnovers led directly to a touchdown on that play. It was like the instant they got the turnover, they scored.
The difference to me in this game is the Bears attacked the middle of the field to great success, including DJ Moore being wide open with nobody near him in the second half. The first touchdown of the game was a guy that lined up inside and then scored, beat Duggar like a drum. And it hasn't changed with Mike. He honestly wants to try to win every game 13-10. Well, we'll be in the game late and we'll find a way to win it. And as long as we don't beat ourselves, we'll win. He coaches, and it trickles down to his offensive coordinator and his quarterbacks. He coaches games not to lose offensively. And that's what happened here, I think.
I think they lost the game because their coach is a gutless, tough talker who doesn't coach that way. They are plus 13 in turnovers in the five games this year that they've won the turnover battle. They're also 5-0 in those games, other than the Bengals game and the Browns game. Well, the Browns game, it wasn't even a turnover game. That was a push. But other than that Bengals game, they've really had way too close of a call in each of those games where they were so dominant in the turnover margin. He coaches like 90% of his philosophy is, if we win the turnover battle, we will win the football game. He coached yesterday like he was allergic to letting his quarterback throw to the middle of the field. He coached like the other team would be just as afraid of the middle of the field because they'd presumably be just as afraid of turning the ball over as he is, except that must be why he doesn't cover the middle of the field as a defensive mind. I resent and disagree with the idea that he said when it's good on good, it comes down to one play. You're not good, Mike, and your team isn't good. And it's going to be borne out here very soon that you're not good. You're going to be a big underdog at home, I think, against a flawed team this week because you're not good. You're going to be out of first place, like not just in a tiebreaker sense, I suspect, after this week's game. And the reason you're not good is because you haven't updated your coaching philosophy in 15 years. He is a mediocre head coach at the controls of a mediocre football team that won't stop being mediocre until he either has the world's most stunning epiphany or is relieved of his duties. And yesterday was a case study in that. I came into that game thinking that the big decision would be, or the big determining factor would be, whoever runs the ball better and stops the other team's running game would probably win. The Steelers racked up 186 yards rushing. Okay.
To the Bears, 99.
The Bears had 99. The Steelers averaged over 5 a carry. The Bears averaged 4. The Steelers won that battle, but they lost the war because they couldn't contain Caleb Williams. Furthermore, Ben Johnson did not lose faith in Caleb Williams, even though Williams, who had some impressive plays, also threw the ball right at some Steelers defenders here and there. Ben Johnson kept coaching like he was attempting to win the game with the quarterback that he inherited, who is far from a finished product.
Yeah.
Mike coached the game like if he had the 3-2 turnover advantage that he didn't end up getting, they would magically have won. Listen, man, I'm not going to like sit here and scream and yell, because I said this. I'm still a fan of the teams. I'm not going to be somebody like Cook used to do or other people who go old school and say, I root for a good story. I want to see the teams win, every team in town. I do. But when you're like that, you can be two kinds of angry about a team. You can be emotionally angry after they lose because it just frustrates you like hell that they didn't win the game, like almost like a kid. I don't get emotionally angry about the Steelers under Mike Tomlin. You know what I get? Academically angry. Like you're watching something from 30,000 feet and you're almost just amazed that they can't see the forest for the trees, that the people on the ground who get paid millions of dollars to make the big decisions
Yeah.
have their heads up their collective asses, which the Steelers brain trust does.
They average more yards a run than they do a pass. You never see that in the NFL.
Well, it's because they pass scared. Like the couple times Mason Rudolph, like the second drive of the game after he threw the pick and he took him down the field and they marched in.
Yep.
He was throwing passes that were just smart checkdowns that were getting turned into bigger gains. The one time they layered a ball up there to Skoronek, he put it, to his credit, on the money. It was a good play. And then they just said, we're not doing that again.
Chris, the last...
They were going up... I think they were going to ask like Bears fans in the crowd, if one more linebacker got hurt, the fans were going to have to come in and play. And they didn't throw the ball between the hashes.
I've never seen anything like the end of game sequence. You have no timeout. It's a stupid rule. They should have been able to keep their timeout. The guy got injured when the clock was stopped. I'm not going to blame the NFL rulebook for them losing the game, though. You're in a drive where you need a field goal with a great kicker, you've got no timeouts. The last two passes that were completed by them went for 2 yards each. I've never, in a two-minute drill situation, seen that. And, like, not, you know, if your quarterback is about to get sacked and he has to just get rid of the ball and then the guy gets walloped for 2 yards, okay, that's kind of understandable. It's either take a sack or just get rid of the ball and pray. They literally ran two plays where it looked like the design was for the guy to catch it 2 yards past the line of scrimmage.
Gutless. They were actually, it looked like playing for Boswell to try about a 61-yard field goal to tie.
Austin ran, it was like a combo route where guys went outside. He came in, and the Bears defenders are like, great, we're not going to defend you closely. Please catch this ball right there and pick up 2 yards in burn clock. Metcalf, he has not gone over 50 yards since week 6. He had 22 yards in this game. The last play before the fourth down is a designed play where Gainwell goes out and he comes in. He's 3 yards past the line of scrimmage. Like, what is your goal? Like, should Mason Rudolph probably throw the ball there? No. But why are your best, your number one and number two wide receivers, when the clock is the enemy, why are they even running those routes to that part of the field, Chris? It's mind-boggling.
Because, Pony, you know what could happen if they run to the middle of the field for a big chunk or something, right? What if it got intercepted? What if Mike lost the turnover battle?
I'm completely...
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ben Johnson's
fried from watching this for years now, where they just eliminate an entire portion of the field because the coach
doesn't
want to
do it.
About it. Yes.
He's a giant baby about it. By the way, don't you think that makes Mason Rudolph's already maybe not enviable task harder? You're telling a player who is not good enough to be your starter, but you've decided is going to start because of an injury, that he isn't really going to throw to a middle portion of the field.
And the same thing was true with Trubisky. And the same thing was true with Fields.
You don't get to do this.
Yes.
I don't trust you. What have you proven? You don't get to do this. Which means, why would you trust Mike, if it comes to this again, to help identify and bring along a rookie quarterback? Why would he trust any rookie quarterback someday in the future to do this?
It's the overall philosophy of, as long as we don't screw it up and we play defense and play ball control, we can win games.
Yeah, he's wrong, though. He's been wrong for a very long time. He is not going to take this team anywhere where they want to go. And Ben Johnson is a new wave coach in the NFL, like the new way of doing things. And I think his superiority and that style's superiority to Mike bore out yesterday.
Let's go to John in the South Side to start us off. Hello, John.
Hey, guys. Hey. I just have two questions. So setting aside the circumstances that led to the position at the end of the game, because I totally hear everything you've been saying, what percentage chance do you put on yesterday's offense, who, as you pointed out, Tony, was completing exclusively line of scrimmage passes, what percentage chance do you give them to convert a high-pressure 4th-and-6 versus running Boswell on there to kick a 64-yarder? Because personally, I give Boswell 50% or better.
I don't give him 50% or better, but I give him a better chance. Here is their defense on that. You ready for it? Their defense is they don't have a timeout, and they can't get the K-ball on the field. So they have to use the regular ball from that distance. And if you've sounds very kind of like erudite or esoteric. If you followed the NFL this year, they've created these balls for kickers to use that are basically like
spring
the balls
loaded
they use in the home run derby in baseball. And you can't, in that sequence, I guess, get that ball out there. So that was the problem. Boswell, I think, told them that he couldn't make it from that distance.
They spend way more
time,
though.
But I still would try it with him. That was my preference, too.
They still spend way more time trying to make sure they have an excuse for that stuff than actually coaching the game properly down the stretch. See, this is what's weird about this game. Tell me if you agree with this. We've had this kind of frustration, not even simmering. I think it's boiled over with fans many times. I don't know why. They were at a dog yesterday. They weren't even supposed to win.
And they were playing with a backup quarterback against a number one overall pick on the road.
But it seems to me, for whatever reason, that game yesterday feels like a flashpoint for a lot of people. In terms of how,
because it looks like so many of their offensive performances,
I know,
where,
but you, when you've seen so many of these, it just, I'm asking this not to try to get you fired up, but what do you think it was? We've seen this a bunch of times. It's not like this is novel, but it feels different than.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.